Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her high school boyfriend said that he sent his shadow person to watch over her. She could have called BS, but that wouldn't have explained how the shadow person showed up that she kept seeing.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. And if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and get the advanced episodes as well in the full archive, commercial-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. That would be a weird conversation to have of like, hey, I'm going to send my shadow person over to watch over you. Okay, see you later. Have a good night.
I was just going to say bye.
Bye.
I'm out of here.
It's like a weird statement to make. So I'm not going to speculate too much. I'm just going to let them explain what exactly went on in this story. The phone number is 855-853-4802. If you'd like to share yours, let's hear this one right here.
Hi. My name is Christina. I just recently, literally yesterday, found your podcast thanks to a friend who recommended I call and tell you my story. And I did say stories, plural. Seems like my personal history from 9 months old until recently has always been dipped in paranormal activity. The stories range from my 9 month old, I don't recall, but my parents tell me a lot about me, coming in and out of my crib at 9 months old, and they don't know how it was happening. All the way to my Wiccan grandmother, to the shadow man, to red eyes in a backyard that I came face to face with when I was 11, paranormal dreams when I was 5 years old, so many paranormal activities in my life. I'm going to probably tell you just really quickly my most paranormal story. I was 16 years old and I was dating a guy. He was my high school sweetheart and very courteous, nice young man. little did I know that he was really into the Necronomicon and satanic worship. Very odd for 16 years old. Yes, I understand that. But he wasn't a creepy person. He just had this odd fascination and this dark side of him. But he was actually a really nice guy. Anyhow, one day we're sitting on the couch watching television, and he begins to tell me his story of the, I know you guys know about the Shadow Man. And he begins to tell me about his Shadow Man, who had been with him since infancy, and that he would see him on a normal basis. Little did I know that that was going to lead me to see the Shadow Man. And the experience that I had with the Shadow Man myself, even after we broke up, and the experience that his girlfriend after me had, because she and I were friends, with the Shadow Man. It was an incredible story. Anyhow, like I said, he begins to tell me that he has this Shadow Man that's been with him since birth, and he remembers seeing him over his crib. I, later in our relationship, began to see the Shadow Man myself, but nothing terrifying. It wasn't like there was an evil entity to it, just terrifying. I would see him in my bedroom. He one day was sitting at the edge of my bed, and I remember waking up and seeing him, and he stood up, and he was at the foot of my bed, I meant to say. And I looked at him, and when he stood up, I could feel the bed move from where he was before. So almost not shadow, just almost like he was actual human form or person behind the blackness. And he did have on the hat and the long overcoat, the classic, I guess, shadow person. But I remember being so terrified that I couldn't scream. I finally gathered the nerve to jump up and run to the bathroom that was to my right. I had a bathroom in my bedroom, to run to my personal bathroom. And I ducked between the toilet and the bathtub, and I crouched my knees up and brought my head down, just afraid of what I was looking at in my bedroom. The next morning, my mom found me in the bathroom and asked me, "What are you doing? Why are you sleeping there?" And I couldn't explain. It was terrifying. And it was just awful experience. But like I said, he didn't actually try to hurt me. He was just watching me sleep. Anyhow, I tell my boyfriend the next day, "Okay, I think your shadow person visited me last night, and it was quite terrifying." And he said that I needn't worry, because he sent him to look after me and care for me and to protect me. Well, that was terrifying. And I said, "I prefer that he does it." And he said, "It's too late. You're a part of my life, and now he's a part of yours." Wow. Okay. So throughout time while we were dating, I would see him from time to time. If I was with girlfriends out wherever, I would see him underneath a street lamp or in a parking lot, or wherever I was, he would be there. Not always, just occasionally, he would be there watching me. We finally broke up about a year and a half later, and I started to date this other guy. And I remember on my very first date with him, he had dropped me back off at home, and he was standing facing the light that was at the end of the street, the traffic light, and I had my back to it, and his face just froze. And I looked at him and said, "Are you okay?" And I turned around to see what he was looking at, and the Shadow Man was at the end of the street. And he was terrified, and it disappeared. And he said, what was that?" He was so terrified. I couldn't bring myself to tell him what I thought it was, and I never did. Later on, my little sister was really good friends with this young lady, and her older sister was kind of a girl that I knew. She started to date my ex-boyfriend, and they didn't date long, but when they broke up, apparently it was a not very happy relationship. She and I sat down, and we're talking one day, and she asked me, "Can I ask you about something?" And I said, "Of course you can." And she said, "It might sound strange to you, but I see a man whose shadow, and he's terrifying. And I started seeing him after he and I broke up, and I don't know what to make of it. And I said, well, he told me about this shadow man as well, but he told me that I was to not worry about it because it was there to protect me. She said, no, it's different. I feel threatened by it. And I told her not to worry about it because he did that to me, to protect me. Later on, when he and I became friends again, I asked him about it, and he said, yes, it wasn't there to protect her. She had told me stories where her windows in her bedroom would get smashed in. And her parents had to replace the window twice. Things in her bedroom would get wrecked and destroyed. And she actually even woke up one time with her beautiful long hair completely cut off. No one in the house did it. It seems as if her relationship with him being different than mine resulted in different results with this shadow person. Anyhow, he passed away. We became friends later on in my 20s. And he passed away and from MS. And when he passed away, I stopped seeing the shadow person. But even while I was dating my current my husband now, the man who I'm married to, even when he and I were dating, I would see the shadow person. And I asked him about it. I said, you know, I see this shadow person. And at this point, I no longer live in Texas. I'm living in North Carolina. And we would talk on the phone, and I would tell him, I see the shadow person. He said, yeah, he's still with you. And we're friends, and, you know, he'll always be with you. But when he passed away, I never saw the shadow person again. Thank you.
That's pretty creepy when a significant other says, oh, by the way, he's there to protect you. It's all good. Just go with it. Nothing could possibly go wrong here.
It's like I would have gotten the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I, you know, she stayed with him, it sounded like, for like a year and a half or something like that. It just sounds too long, you know, and maybe yeah. It was a protection thing, but still, like, who would want to have somebody messing around with that in your life?
Well, all the signs are there that something weird is going on. That's just, yeah, that's just very, very creepy to even contemplate that conversation. Like, oh no, he's there for you. And now he's always going to be there. It sounds like something completely out of a horror movie. And it ended up kind of being like one for her.
Yeah, absolutely. That.
God. Well, there you go. If anyone ever does that to anyone out there, you know, run at that moment in time. Just saying. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to access all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of it ad-free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.